This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz. Podcasting. It's easier than you think, and Free FM has everything you need, from help with initial planning right through to hosting and delivery across popular podcast platforms. Our content creators are just ordinary people delivering engaging weekly podcasts and radio shows on all sorts of issues that affect them, their communities, and our society. We're really keen to support new content by, for, and about a wide range of community groups and issues. Interested? Go to freefm.org.nz or see our Facebook page to find out more.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse.
Hello and welcome to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Arrow FM and the Wairarapa, Otago Access Radio and Radio Kidnappers in Hastings. So I'm your host today, Vanessa, and I am back in the studio so very happy because I've got the fabulous Hens with us and I've got Susie again. Yay!
Hi!
So welcome back.
Welcome back. Thank you. So we can actually get a chance to talk all about yoga today, which is going to be so fabulous because there's so much wonderful stuff that you could share with that. So that's really cool. But before we get into all that juiciness, I just have to do a quick segment about talking about our sponsor, Progress to Health. Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoro and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Now, don't stress if you missed any of those contact details for Progress to Health and you decide you, while listening to us, that actually Progress to Health sounds like maybe something that would be quite good for yourself or someone you know. I do play the ad again at the very end of the show. So while you're listening to us, listen to Suji's wonderful story about yoga. You can just grab a pen and paper and at the end of the show, you can take down the details. So I'm going to actually hand it over to Hens because while I was setting everything up, Susie and Hens were talking all about yoga and all the amazingness that it is in Susie's life. So I'm going to hand it over a bit.
Yeah. So if you tuned into our show last week, you would have heard Susie share a bit about her journey around anxiety and depression and seeking help. And I actually asked Susie how many people she has in her class. So how many people do you actually currently have in your classes, Susie?
It depends. I just started teaching at home just only last week, actually. Mm. I had 3 in my class, in my home studio. And at the gym, I also teach at the gym, teaching active classes at the gym.
What gym is that?
GT Fitness in Frankton. So if you want to come, the first class is free, so anyone who wants to try yoga, you can find me at GT Fitness in Frankton.
Mm-mm. That's awesome. So what I found really interesting is because when I first met you,
yes,
I couldn't get boo out of you. And now you're you're facilitating a group, a yoga group of 9 people.
Yeah.
What, for you, what stemmed that? Like, what, where did that fire come from, and what was it that made you want to follow your passion with yoga?
Well, I guess, like I said before in the past, I mean, in last week, the best thing that ever happened to me is actually losing my job, because yeah. I was left with no choice but to create a new career path for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And since I love doing yoga, so I thought, okay, this is probably my passion and I should follow it. And I really have to thank Hans for writing the recommendation letter. And then when I contacted my teacher, Chaitanya Deva, who's running a yoga teacher training.
Yeah.
When I told him about my story, he offered me a scholarship to complete the course. And the course has truly transformed me.
Mm.
I love my new career. I love sharing yoga. I love helping people, and I love doing it.
Mm.
And my teacher provided me a perfect opportunity to fulfill my dream and to help people.
That's so fantastic.
Because you also mentioned that your yoga teacher actually just said, Susie, pay it forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do you want to share, like, what your ultimate mission and your dream would love? Because I remember meeting you when I was working with you, you said, Hens, I would really love to offer the opportunity for anyone experiencing mental health the chance to actually try yoga.
Yes.
You actually said to me, when I said to you, why not make it a career, you looked at me and you're like, that's never going to happen.
That's
and
right.
Look now, what's happening right now?
Yeah,
I still can't believe what I'm actually doing what I'm doing right now, because it feels like a dream come true to me. And for this, I'm forever grateful for my teacher and as well as Progress to Help and all other organization who has helped me in the past.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because I did ask you a little bit earlier. I'm wondering, do you want to share with everyone, because I asked you around your whānau support and stuff,
yes.
Because we had that conversation around because you are from our Malaysian community, and growing up in that Asian culture,
yeah.
It's very staunch to go to school, get an education, get a great paying
right.
job. And you did all of that. You studied, you became a graphics designer, and then you've gone and done the complete flip side.
Yeah.
How's your family taking that?
My parents, they have been quite supportive.
Great,
they say,
great.
I'm really thankful. They say, as long as you're happy,
cool.
Just follow your dreams. So, yeah.
Because that was one thing that, like, for you, that was a slight barrier for you, eh?
Yeah, it was.
Wondering how they're going to react when you go and do that.
Yeah.
To be a yoga teacher. So, for anyone wanting to try yoga,
yeah.
What would you recommend for them to, like, just to kind of give it a go, first off? Come
just
and see
give
you?
It a go. Just give it a go. You could come to my class. I'm currently running a stress and anxiety yoga classes. This class is mainly designed to help people who are going through what I've been through in the past, and it's creating a space for healing to take place.
Mm-hmm.
It's creating a space for them to heal, as well as creating a space for myself to heal.
Yeah.
So I'm currently leading classes from home, GT Fitness in Frankton, as well as Cancer Lodge every Thursday.
Mm.
Yeah,
you're really busy.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, you weren't that busy. So when you look back on your journey from where you first started with us to where you are now, what does it feel like? Like if we had smell-o-vision, taste-o-vision, and that sort of thing, like, can you maybe share a little bit of what that feels like for you?
It feels great. It feels like I'm living in a dream.
Yeah.
It feels so unreal, and yet it's real. I know it's real, because waking up every morning, I feel this sparks the excitement that's inside of me.
Yeah, it's so great.
It's so cool. It's awesome. So one of the things, because you talk about like how amazing yoga has been for yourself, and obviously the journey to becoming, like, you already knew yoga, right, when you went into your journey of anxiety and depression. But like, so becoming a yoga teacher was part of your journey through that, and like, as you're saying now, it's your passion. But like, for someone who's only ever heard of yoga and maybe he's never tried it, maybe he's only ever seen like a couple of photos on Facebook or something, or in a movie, or one of those ads where someone's doing yoga and then the cat jumps on their back or something, what are some of the benefits of yoga that someone could look forward to, like, or maybe give them an idea of like what they might be getting if they take part in yoga?
Well, okay. Well, yoga, it's so much more than just physical exercise. Well, yoga in Sanskrit, yog, it means oneness or the union of your mind, your body, your soul, and the universe. And it is a practice, or it is a journey towards enlightenment, a journey towards self-realization. And for that, I think it plays the biggest part in my recovery journey, because it actually teaches you how to disidentify yourself with your thought. For example, like when you have a depressing thought, if you were not aware of it, you probably identify yourself or define yourself as a depressed person, but you're not. Mm. That is just a thought that occurred, and thought comes and goes.
Yeah.
It only stays as long as you allow it to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
She should, like, work with us.
Yeah, no, I'm totally thinking the same thing. I'm, like, going, okay, so I totally love that we have your flyers, because I'm definitely, like, going to sneak in there and see if I can come to some of the, like, yoga you're teaching and, like, tell everybody, because that's just fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it actually rewires your thinking. Mm. Like, once your perspective has shifted, your world shifted. So I think it's really, really important for those who are experiencing anxiety and depression to give yoga a go.
Yeah, very definitely. Like, it has so many good things about it. It's so fantastic.
Yeah, it does. Like, I remember reading a book from Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now. He said, nothing exists outside of the now. Like, your past is a former now, and your future is an imagined now.
Yeah.
So, and yoga practice actually teaches you to bring your focus back into the here and now, which is so important, because it is this very moment that creates our future.
Yeah. Yeah, very much so. Yeah. And that's so fantastic, because it's like a way, because everyone talk like mindfulness as being that idea that's like such an amazing thing for someone who's experiencing anxiety, depression, or any other mental health, like being in the here and now. And so obviously yoga is a physical thing they can go do, that it's not just for the physical,
no,
but it's for all of them. Absolutely, which is like Te Whare Tapa Whā, kind of like an embodiment there of it.
Yeah.
But it's like, I love that whole kind of like, it's not, it's your imagined now, your past now. It's like the now. Like, so yoga is a way of actually bringing all of that into now.
Yeah.
That's
and
right.
That's so beautiful. I really love that.
Yeah. And I mean, the thing is with yoga, Susie, this is something that has been around for hundreds and thousands of years.
This is a practice
that is still practiced and has been practiced for lifetimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. If someone wanted to get into, if somebody wanted to learn yoga, because I know for you, we originally tried for one place that was offshore to go and study yoga, and that was unsuccessful.
Mm-hmm.
But you sprung back from that,
yes,
because you had created some kind of resilience to be like, no, I'm not going to take no for an answer. I'm going to keep going.
Yeah.
And literally a week later, you found this new place.
Yeah.
So for someone who is wanting to learn yoga and actually deepen their learning, do you want to share a little bit more about the space and where you learned that and how to access that?
You mean?
Yeah.
I could come to my class. It's beginner friendly. Totally beginner friendly.
Yeah.
All fitness levels welcome. I'm teaching at GT Fitness in Frankton, and as well as teaching from home. I'm leading stress and anxiety classes for those who are seeking relaxation yoga, or I also teach active yoga.
Yeah.
On Thursday and Saturday.
Yeah. And for anyone who wants to actually become a teacher like yourself?
For anyone who wanted to become a teacher like myself, could contact, there's actually quite a few teacher training programs in New Zealand,
mm-hmm.
where you could, I know there are heaps of them in Auckland. And for myself, I did my teacher training through Studio Evolve.
Mm-hmm.
Chaitanya Dewa is my lead trainer. He's a fabulous teacher and he has many, many years of experience. Mm-hmm. He's been doing yoga for 20 years. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Because whereabouts, where did you go for your training? Because I know it was overseas, but...
In Nelson.
Oh, was it in Nelson? I had in my head that you went overseas.
Yeah, so you were offered an opportunity... Well, there was a scholarship that was offered overseas, but you didn't get it, did you?
No, I didn't get the scholarship. And when I contacted Chaitanya Dewa, he's happy to help.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that I went to his training because I learned so much. It is in the training that I transformed that I'm who I am today.
Yeah, I'm watching you kind of share your story, and I think Vanessa's looking at me because I'm in awe watching you actually animate. And I've never seen you do that, and you're just naturally animating your passion, and I'm like, oh my God, I think I just need to jump on board with this.
But that whole idea of like, you know, being animated, like that whole finding your passion and finding the thing that makes a real difference for you, and it just makes such a difference to your life, like having the thing that just brings you up, like, because obviously what you're saying about yoga is like finding the part, like finding that connection, the union between body, mind, soul, spirit, universe, and bringing it all together. But another thing that can sometimes actually bring all of that together is music. So I'm going to take us a quick break. So we're going to play some music.
Some
I'm going to play us Avalanche City. Keep finding a way here on the Fighting Stigma Show on Free FM 89.0. So welcome back to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0, independent community media. I'm your host today, Vanessa, with the fabulous Hens. Hello. And the awesome Susie. Susie's been sharing all about yoga. So we're coming up to the end of the show, Susie. So is there anything in particular you want anyone to know, like the best thing about yoga, or is there something else that you just really want someone to know?
Well, yes. Well, yoga has obviously shifted my perspective and how I, the way I look, the way I think about myself. Like, I know that for those who are suffering anxiety and depression, please know that you are not anxiety and depression. You are more than that. You're beyond that. And yeah, so I guess yoga has helped me to, has actually shifted my perspective, rewired my thinking, and now that I'm more confident and
yeah, that's perfect. No, that's absolutely awesome. Like, because it's so true, isn't it? Like, because it's finding that thing that helps you see yourself as who you are. Like, and I love that little snippet of there of if you have anxiety and depression, you aren't anxiety and depression.
Yes,
I have bipolar. I'm not bipolar. I have bipolar. Yeah. I experience bipolar.
Yeah. And you're not contagious.
Yeah.
No,
not contagious.
No.
Yeah, I guess that's, yeah. Oh, let's not go into that. But what we're going to do now is a regular segment we do on our show, and it's of support lines, because sometimes what happens is if you're in the middle of stuff going on in life and you're having some struggles and life is just, the experience of your mental health stuff is really loud and it's making life really miserable, sometimes we need someone to talk to and then we don't have someone. Whether it's because it's 2 a.m. and everyone else is asleep, or you don't have anyone close you feel comfortable talking to, we need someone else to speak to. So what I'm going to do is play a regular segment we have, which is support lines. So grab a pen and paper and write some of these down. So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so Need to Talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and this service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're the other, if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508 828 865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now, this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463. So don't stress if you've missed any of those contact details. I do play that segment again at the end of every single show. So if you are listening to us on Fighting Stigma Show on Free FM 89.0, you can catch us again next Thursday at 12 noon, or you can listen to us live streaming on freefm.org.nz, or try and find us on TuneIn. Or if you're one of those fabulous people who has an Amazon Echo device, you can use the Free FM 89 Alexa skill. If you're listening to us from the future, you've already worked out how to find us on a podcast, but if you're listening on the radio, you can find a podcast. So all of our shows, I think it's kind of like the latest eight, are archived on acast.org, and you just look up Fighting Stigma, and then it has the dates that the show was done, and it's kind of the title, and it lets you know kind of the theme of what we were talking about. So have a listen, have a look on your phone, if you've got a smartphone, have a look on your different podcasts, see if you can find Fighting Stigma. But again, this is pretty much all the time we have for today. So is there anything you guys want to say to kind of phrase it up, like end up what we're talking about today? What's the favourite part about yoga? What's your favourite part about the new joy you've found in life, Susie?
The new joy? It's probably, I think it has basically gave me self-confidence, a shift, because it shifted my thinking.
Yeah.
Now that I'm no longer a slave to my own thought. So so that I have actually more control of my thoughts.
That's so fantastic.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. But that's all we've got time for today. So from us all here, take care.
Bye.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
For more episodes of this Community Access Radio show, please visit freefm.org.nz. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast possible by funding the Access Internet Radio Project.